Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host today, Black Trey, and I'm joined by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison. Amin, we don't know where he at.
I ain't gonna try to find him.
I don't know what happened to Amin. The Super Bowl is in his current location. Waste Management is in his current location, and we need to find out where Amin is. So if you see Amin, tell him that his bomb co-hosts are looking for him.
I'm sorry, Martin. I just got lit in Arizona.
You forgot one thing, bro. Sean's in Arizona also.
Valentine's Day's coming up, man. What is the most you've ever done for someone on Valentine's Day?
Jerv.
Hold me first. You guys are such gentlemen. I appreciate you all. Yo, to be honest with you, the people, any significant other I've ever had on Valentine's Day, I've never really had to do much for on Valentine's Day because either A, their birthday was right before Valentine's Day, or B, their birthday was literally like 2 weeks after Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day has just always just been like the dinner, the flowers, like the whole, you know, spa, like, you know, depending on what it falls on, like the little spa type flow or whatever, because I was having the ante up for this birthday that was either, you know what I mean? So like Valentine's Day has never really been the John for me.
So you never cooked for a John? You never sprinkle some roses in the spot? And
I mean, I've done the hotel room with the roses and shit on the bed, like, you know, the rose petals and all that shit. But I got the rose petals from the dollar store, my nigga. Like, my man asked what's the most I've, like, now I think he meant price-wise, the roses from the fucking dollar store. Like you can't rose petals.
Listen, here's the thing. You ain't got to get no real motherfucking rose petals. All I'm saying is,
Instagram will tell you got to have fucking a person playing a violin.
Yeah, see, that's why you're not live. That's why a lot of shit ain't working, because motherfuckers out here chasing the gram.
I hate that.
Jason, what's the most romantic shit you done, brother?
I just want to say, too, like, I hate that Valentine's Day now is for Instagram. Like, it seems like everything gears up just so you or her or both of y'all can post some sort of thing on Instagram to prove how much you love each other. And I just think that's mm-hmm. like some of the wackest shit in the world. So I just wanted to start it off by saying that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I cooked before. I think last year, yeah, I did the whole like roses in the crib and balloons and, you know what I'm saying, the candles like leading to the bedroom and all that. Like, so I think that was probably like the top top joint for me is like, you know, the roses and the candles and the, you know, obviously you got obviously dinner, you gotta start with the dinner, but the I think the once you, you know, add the flowers and all that up into it and the candles and shit. But I'm not really like a I guess I'm not like the Kanye romantic, you know, having Kenny G or whatever he be doing, like, like pull up, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I guess like that's the other tough part for me, right? Is because I feel like there's an expectation for Valentine's Day for niggas to pull like some sort of rabbit out the hat to make, you know, to be like different or do something like to prove your worth. It's almost like on some, knight in shining armor, like you gotta like prove to like, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta send the flowers to the job too, though. Like that's just crazy too, cause like you got it's like you gotta it's like yo, it's like the whole day you just you low key are just competing with like all her homegirls, like niggas. Like niggas is playing like in a all-star game and everybody's just coming out with windmill dunks and all types of shit, my nigga.
Yeah, it's a slam dunk contest of love. For sure. Trey?
Yeah, for me, man, I was not the romantic nigga, bro. I did the whole dinner shit and just call it a day.
That's how I feel, though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and here's the other
side. I mean, it should be that way.
It should just be that way.
Can we just get the dinner and go to the crib? Like, but why can't it be reversed, Trey? Like, when, like, why don't niggas have no love day? Like we don't get shit.
They crave something for us. Ain't it the steak and the BJ day or whatever that shit? Whatever that
shit
is.
Ain't on the West Coast, though. That's not a West
that
Coast.
That shit ain't caught on. That shit ain't caught on.
Yeah, though we gotta. I forget when it is, but Instagram will let you know. We supposed to get a steak and a BJ on that day, dog. That's just what it is.
Yeah, we need that. We gotta popularize that day. Come on, man, pump that up. I need that love. Yeah, man, that's my big gripe with Valentine's Day. It's like, it's almost like the same thing with like Mother's Day and Father's Day, where it's like Mother's Day, you get all the roll the red carpet out. You know what I'm saying? Everything is fire. Father's Day, it's like, nigga, get some socks. You know? Like, we don't have no competing day for Valentine's Day. I guess it's Super Bowl Sunday.
It probably like, is, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, for years, Valentine's Day was fucking Valentine's Day weekend was NBA All Star weekend.
Niggas I remember
just
that.
Won, niggas just wanted to watch the fucking game. That's all he wanted to do.
Bro, it was out here one year in LA when it was like Valentine's Day. That shit was tricky. Like,
yeah.
I think that's the biggest hurdle, right? The biggest hurdle is every year. Valentine's Day is All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Now imagine working in sports and now you have to choose.
Ain't no choice.
Ain't no choose, dog. One's paying the bills. And
I mean, it is kind of choose. You're gonna have to just pick a day.
I used to say you could slide with me.
But what if your girl ain't into sports?
I mean, but you into the city I'm gonna be in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you ain't coming out there for that. Like, you coming out there because we in Toronto or we in New York or we're in New Orleans or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you're coming for that experience. Yeah. I mean, you can be, even if you're not, I mean, I got to work. Like, so like I'm going to be Utah, working all like day. Anyway.
Yeah. Right. So, she'd be a real one if she understood the schedule and just kind of like, all right, we're going to do it on the 12th.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox.
ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right. But nah, that's the thing. It can't be.
First of all, the 14th is Tuesday, by the way.
Duh.
But it can't be.
If you don't do it on the 14th, though, then all of a sudden you got a secret family on the side. You got all types of shit, my nigga. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, your relationship.
Have you ever got accused of something like that? Have you ever accused of something like that?
Nah. Cause like, even if we don't go out on Valentine's Day, like, I'm still like with you on Valentine's Day. Like, I'm just not gonna be around. Okay. Like, yeah, that's kind of crazy, duh. Okay. Like, yo, you's a wild boy if you're not around your lady on the 14th. That's kinda, I don't give a fuck how mad you are at each other, dog. Sit your ass on that fucking couch and just let yourself be visible for the day.
Exactly.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that, man, from Dr. Love himself, Dr. Jerv.
I wish they had more.
Trying to save families out here.
I wish they had more shit for niggas to watch, like on Valentine's Day, that was like entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't even really like.
You know what you can watch this year, my brother?
What?
Why don't you DVR this Super Bowl that's about to come on? You know what I'm saying? And watch history in the making, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
watch Jalen Hurts.
Fucking romance.
Yo, watch Jalen Hurts hold up the trophy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need my girl looking at Jalen Hurts too long.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell y'all is this. Hey man, just follow my live tonight, yo. It's gonna be crazy.
All boy. Right, no, are you gonna go live if they lose?
Nigga,
you gotta go live if they lose. Jerv, you gotta go live.
Win or lose, Jerv. We need a breakdown.
Yeah, we need the game recap.
We need a breakdown, bro. Yeah.
That's what
you said.
Yeah,
just give us a TikTok. We like you was talking about them impressions. We need the impressions.
He said give us a TikTok.
We need a 50-second TikTok, win or lose.
Jerv. Oh, right. No, there will be some sort of, it won't be the lie. It'll be a story, like something on my story real quick, like reacting to the game.
I need a breakdown, bro, of like why y'all won and why y'all lost.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now. When we win this, John, my nigga. It's about to be real ignorant. It's real ignorant.
So if they win, you're not working tomorrow.
I'm working. They just gonna have to get what they get out of me tomorrow, my nigga. Like, because I'm not. I know the day I'm not working. It's gonna be when that parade happens.
So Jerv, give me your pre Super Bowl game ritual. What are your superstitions? Do you wear a jersey with another man's name on your back?
No, but I gotta. I mean, I do wear jerseys, but not for games. Like, I wear jerseys on for fashion, not necessarily for game. I feel it's weird wearing another nigga's jersey to the game. Like, right. Especially when you can see that nigga. Like, imagine me cussing somebody out. Like yo, like I'm in a Sixers game and I'm cussing out a player.
You gotta scale a fan? You gotta scale a fandom?
No. Well,
it's too cool to wear a fucking another person's jersey.
It's like this. If I go to the game with Mark, right, and I'm sitting down, right. And I got a Joel Embiid jersey on, right? And now I'm going back and forth with said player from whatever other team is in the building, right? And I'm saying whatever, right? This nigga can say anything, like, yo, he could just literally say, yo, get off that nigga's dick, dog. Like, you got his jersey on. Like,
no,
yo,
that's not how fandom works. That's not how fandom works, bro. Bruh, come on.
Fandom is nigga, great and all, but when it's time to get these jokes off, my nigga, that fandom shit out the window, dog. It's either you get me or you don't. But for the Eagles game, I got my same jersey out. I mean, I got my same hoodie.
All right, so I was at the Rams game with the Todd Gurley joint on. You feel me? I ain't think nothing of it.
No, I mean, football's different. Football's different. Football's different, actually. How? It's different, yo.
How?
You know how, like, you know how sometimes you just get the answer, it just is? Like, it just is, yo. Like, it's different, bro. Like, it's basketball jerseys generally at games, you generally see it's like a couple of kind of people. It's like you see, like, the little kid, you know what I mean? You see, like, you know, one of my, you see, like, the people that might come with their girlfriends, so they got the jerseys, and then they do the little jersey things or whatever. And then it's just, like, the hype person, like, you know what I mean? The nigga that probably got just a little too much shit on, right? Like, but you don't really see us going to like the game with like a basketball jersey on. You know what I mean? Like, you don't. In that era you did, but now you don't. We go to games now and we're just fresh.
Right.
You know what I mean? Football, like, niggas don't go to football games and get fresh at football games. Niggas go to football games, they're comfortable, and they're ready to just get, like, just be drunk and stupid. So, I've worn the jersey. I wore Harold Carmichael.
Me and Jason disagrees. Didn't do that.
Yeah.
Me and Jason didn't do that.
Yeah, we was kind of fresh. But it's L.A., no, Trey.
I'm not saying. Well, yeah, it's L.A. L.A.'s also different.
They football game vibe is way different. They East Coast is outside.
Yeah, they vibe, like, is really cold.
Here you go.
Yeah.
We're actually going there on some real fan shit. Like, we living and dying with this team. LA, nigga.
I'm not a fan.
Nigga, no. Yo, you're not a fan. Like, you're like, out of everyone on this podcast, I'm a fan. Like, I am a fan of a team. If y'all, when the Rams lost that Super Bowl to Wichita and them, you went to sleep that night and slept great. You ain't think about shit else, right? When the Rams lose on Sunday, like, your day is not fucked up, right? When
of course.
When that nigga Kawhi Leonard shot that shot and that shit bounced my nigga and boop, boop, boop. Ksh, like, I was fucked up, right? Like, I was down, my nigga. Like, I get it. People take shots at me on social. It's cool. I get it. You know what I mean? Because it's me. Like, I love it. But, like, you don't really see me go back when my team loses and everybody says they shit. I just kind of let it go because I understand I talk shit. But, like, my nigga, I'm mad as shit. Like, my days is messed up. It's been like this since I was a kid.
The name of this episode is called Not a Fan. This has been a great episode of the Bomb Podcast. For Jason Matterson, for Big Jerv, go Birds. Hopefully he comes out on top. And check in with us throughout the week. Tell your Patreon fans, don't bootleg our shit. Support black businesses during Black History Month. We only got 28 days of this motherfucker, but you should support this podcast 365 days. If you find Amin out in Scottsdale, tell him his co-hosts are looking for him. I'm Black Trey, and we're out.